You know, that's really interesting. The DOJ's decision to pause the sale of Bitcoin from the Samurai wallet case feels like a puzzle piece fitting into place. It's not just about the case itself, it's about how past policies are still shaping today's actions.
Absolutely. The key here is Executive Order 14233, signed by Trump in 2020. It's a legal barrier that stuck around the DOJ's neck, even after the administration changed. It's like a shadow from the past that's still casting its influence.
Exactly. And it's not just about the legal side. This order has real-world consequences. Imagine the DOJ trying to auction Bitcoin, only to hit a wall. It's like they're stuck in a time machine, unable to move forward.
This pause also has ripple effects on the market. If the DOJ had sold that Bitcoin, it could have created a massive sell-off, right? But by holding it, they're avoiding that risk. It's a delicate balance between law enforcement and market stability.
Oh, it's so fascinating how this ties into the broader crypto landscape. The Samurai wallet case is a prime example of regulators targeting privacy tools. It's like they're trying to untangle a web of illicit activity, but the tools themselves are evolving faster than the rules.
True. The lack of a clear framework for managing seized crypto is a huge challenge. Agencies are stuck trying to navigate a maze of legal and administrative hurdles. It's like they're playing catch-up with a rapidly changing game.
And the role of executive orders in all of this. It's wild how a directive from a previous administration can still hold so much power. It's like the policies are ghosts that haunt the present.
Exactly. The Biden administration now faces the task of deciding whether to keep or rewrite these rules. It's a pivotal moment for cryptocurrency regulation. The stakes are high, both for law enforcement and for the market.
The market's sensitivity to government actions is another layer here. Every move, whether it's a seizure or a sale, sends ripples through the crypto world. It's like the DOJ is playing a high-stakes game of chess with the market's stability.
And the long-term implications. We're seeing a microcosm of the broader challenges in regulating digital assets. Legacy policies, regulatory uncertainty, and the need for innovation all collide here. It's a complex dance between security and progress.
So what's the takeaway? It's a reminder that the crypto space is both a frontier and a battleground. The DOJ's decision isn't just about Bitcoin. It's about how we navigate the intersection of law, technology, and markets.
And as the Biden administration moves forward, the path they choose will define the future of crypto regulation. Whether they'll update old policies or create new ones, this case will be a touchstone for years to come.
This all makes me wonder, how will the crypto ecosystem adapt to these challenges? It's a question that'll keep everyone in the loop guessing.
Indeed. The Samurai wallet case is a case study in the evolving relationship between government, law enforcement, and the crypto world. It's a story that's far from over.